Team Bulldog Richie's easy. Morning,
good,
Bulldog.
Good morning, Clarky.
Bulldog.
Lawrence.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Doggy. Blues.
Yep.
3-0?
No.
What?
I thought so.
This Queensland team's the worst in history.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
They're now the best in history. Which is an unstoppable force north of the border.
How often do you get reminded of that?
It's still going to this day. I said it on this very show, too.
Yes, you did.
You weaned it out of me.
We did.
And then proceeded to bag me and humiliate me.
Yeah, we actually but you know we what, do bag you about it. We do.
I know you did.
Yeah, I reckon a lot of people silently agree with you.
You did off air.
Yes, true. I heard him. I heard Loz agree with him.
Exactly.
Yep, true.
I said, we'll say it on air. Well, wouldn't
no
say
way.
That.
I'd never be disrespectful like wouldn't that in that. The Origin game because I've been burnt in the past.
So hang on a second. What does that mean then for this year? You know, the Blues are going to win.
I think the Blues
sure.
will win, but I think it'll be a lot tighter than what we think because it's a fair Queensland side. We got a lot of injuries. I just think it'll be
2-1.
Back to the old Origins where you know, it was really tight. Mind you, Queensland did win 2 years ago, but the Blues have won 3 out of 4, so they're certainly in an era of you know, domination, I guess you could say, but I think this year will be really, really tight.
Mm. I know we're talking a lot about the New South Wales side, but I think the Queensland selection is going to be fascinating, Bulldog, with new coach Billy Slater, and they've got these emerging potential superstars, particularly Cobbo, and I think you can throw Jeremiah Nenai in there as well, the way he's playing. Do they throw them into the cauldron, so to speak? So young. It's been done with other players in the past.
You've got to start somewhere, Middo. You've got to start somewhere. Look, this is not a bad back line. Ponga, Cobbo, Gagai, Holmes, Coates, Munster, Cherry Evans.
Oof.
That's not the team. That's the side I think they'll go close to picking, but that's a fair side with a lot of strike.
It is a good strike. It is a good side. They've got plenty of strike there. I think this is their best squad they've had to choose from for the last 2 years. And I think if they're all there, it certainly provides a stronger challenge to New South Wales than what they have in the past. And given that New South Wales, without Mitchell and Tommy Turbo, who were arguably, the best two players in the Origin series last year.
Both don't forget, two Queensland, well, there's three, but two of them are going very well. They're in form. Broncos.
Yeah.
5 in a row, Cowboys 8 from 11. So it's the first time in a couple of years they're actually going in with players that are in form, not just picking blokes because there was no one else in form.
No, that's exactly right. But it looked as though New South Wales were just on the verge of just dominating. But now you can see light at the end of the tunnel for Queensland because of the emergence of some of these young guys. I still think New South Wales are in a fortunate position, though, where you can lose Latrell and Tommy T and you've still got a number of centres that can come in and do a fine job for New South Wales. That's where we're sort of lucky and we've got a bit of depth.
I had this pack for Queensland Laws. Papali, Big Tino, Harry Grant, Capewell, Corfusi, Jairo, Nana on the bench. I'd still go with Fifita. I know he's very inconsistent. I just think he's the kind of bloke that could tear an Origin game apart. I'd have him on the bench somewhere.
Depends whether he plays between now and when they select the Origin game. So I think he's been named on an extended bench this weekend. So if he gets through that game, possibly. But I don't know whether he's the type of player that Billy wants in his team. You know, when Billy talks about actions and players competing on every player, I don't know whether that's Big Dave. Dave's more of that impact sort of player that will give you bits of brilliance, but he mightn't do the little things
surely
that you're after.
You need it.
But
at least one of those in your squad, that X factor that can just change a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely.
You possibly can carry someone like that, but then you go, on the other hand, if you're basing your whole ethos of your team throughout the week on efforts and doing the little things in the game, you base a higher value on that than some of the more explosive things, you're probably going to look away from Dave. But if you're looking for that player that's sitting there on the bench that you know you probably only need for 15 or 20 minutes and you can throw him into
a game,
it's a discussion that's well worth having.
Did you have Pat Carrigan in that?
I didn't.
I think they'll pick him.
I didn't. I think they probably will. I had Lindsay Collins there. Mind you, this was a side that I picked about a week or so ago. Yeah. I had Ben Hunt on the bench and obviously young Nanai and maybe Reece Walsh as 18th man. I had Staggs in my centre for the Blues. I noticed you went for Burton still?
I don't think there's too much between them. But I went for Burton because of the fact he was Dally M centre last year, and he's got a combination there already with Jerome Luai. And you could leave Crichton, Martin, Cleary, To'o on the right edge, or Penrith edge, and then on the left side, whatever back row they pick, but then you can have Luai, Burton, and Addo Carr. You know, Addo Carr, while they don't defend next to each other at Penrith, they both play on the left side. They defend on that left edge, and then you throw, Burton there defending with Addo Carr as the left centre. He's got he's worked well with Addo Carr. He knows Addo Carr, so he's got a relationship. He's got a relationship with Luai from Penrith. I just think, for me, in a short space of time, that combination could work a lot better than the Stags one, because it could take a little bit more time.
I had a forward pack for the Blues, Loz, of Haas, Cook, Paulo, and then my back row was Yo, and then I had Martin and Crichton in there until last night when Cam Murray was named. So I'd say he'd go in there, for sure, which would mean either Martin or Crichton perhaps miss out on a starting spot.
So you'd have Crichton in the team?
Well, I'm just saying I'd have either...
As in, like, on the bench as well? So you have him in the 17?
Well, I had Keon Kolomatungi in there as well, but whether Cam Murray coming back would force a reshuffle there, because I don't think they'd planned on him playing.
No. So I think Martin will be in the 17, whether he starts or comes off the bench. Cam Murray will be there if he's fit. And then they've got to decide, I suppose, out of a Crichton, a Frizzell, or a Sims.
Jack Whiten or Nicho Hynes?
I'm Whiten.
You're a Whiten fan? Boys?
Oh, I love Jack Whiten, but I'm Nicho Hynes.
I think I'm pick and stick. I think I'm still going with Jack Whiten for this year. Even though Nicho Hynes is playing unbelievable footy, I think I'm showing loyalty to Jack, certainly for this first game. And I think Jack's been... The Raiders were poor, certainly, apart from the last three games, but Jack was the standout in that team as well. So he's still playing, very good footy in a team that was underperforming. So I think there's got to be some... Yeah, I think we just got to be careful. I say it all the time, is the grass greener. I think sometimes if a player's done pretty well, and Jack, honestly, he had one bad game or one bad series when he was in the centres, but I think he's played pretty well when he's got the opportunity. So I'd be careful not to throw him out just yet.
They'll pick that side around 6:30 Sunday night. They'll wait for that final game down there in Canberra. The players will start coming into camp on Sunday. They'll train between Olympic Park and Coogee. They'll be based at Coogee. They'll have the following weekend off, reconvene at Olympic Park. Captain's run Tuesday, game Wednesday.
Who do you have at 14?
Jack Whiten.
Jack Whiten.
Jack Whiten.
Latrell, back round 14?
That's the plan. I spoke to South yesterday. He's in Philadelphia still now. The treatment's been going very well.
What is the treatment?
I don't know, Clarkie.
It's been a secret.
Here.
Why is it a secret?
I don't think it's a secret. I think it's just... Probably journalists don't understand what's actually going, but it's this.
But has he gone over there to see a specialist?
A reconditioning specialist called Bill Knowles, who has worked on Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Andy Murray. So he's quite internationally acclaimed.
Yeah.
It's all gone very well. He's back late next week, and they think he'll be back for round 14. If that's the case, and he plays well, he would be available for Origin 2. If South think it's just a week early, they might bring him back in round 15 for the Dragons. That would mean he would miss Origin 2.
You'd know this as better as well as anyone, Clarkie. The fact that he's now gone over and done this program, it's okay. So when he comes back, he'll be right. But it's now issue that your prehab has to be at a certain level, and you cannot miss doing it. Yeah. So you'll have to get there a lot earlier than most people, and you'll have to work hard. And that's otherwise it fails you at some point in time.
It's like any strength.
So you've got to maximise it while you have it, and you've got to continue it. Otherwise, it will blow out again.
Yeah, definitely. And especially in footy, you're running at 100% majority of the game. Like, he would be building strength in the tendon to not only heal it, but to also allow it to now be maximised. But if you stop strengthening, it gets weaker. His whole program
might have to change now.
Definitely.
He might have to change his program to suit Latrell rather than suit what the team are actually doing.
Yeah, well, it's that balance. That's what you talk about. The best players, they do the extras, don't they? You get to training early, you do your rehab, you go and do your massage, you go and do your ice bath, you do whatever it takes. Yeah. That just allows you to get on the park. Doesn't guarantee success.
No, but you just can't.
You just can't stop it now.
You've got to do it the rest of your career. Yeah. So that's the big challenge. And that's why a lot of people get frustrated. They don't get frustrated with the game.
Yeah.
They get frustrated with all the ongoing issues and problems that you face just to get on the field.
That's why I'm surprised they've sent him to America, because if it's just about seeing a specialist and getting his program, then you can do that over FaceTime.
Oh. Mm.
And you've got physios and doctors and expertise here, strength and conditioning here, that can he's the program that we do with the hands-on treatment physio, then we do that now for the rest of his career. But that's why I believe there must be some sort of strengthening machine over there in the States that we don't have here in Australia as well, that's made them make that decision to say, yeah, we need all of it. We need the expertise of the specialist who's had success with other athletes. We need the machine that he uses to get this tendon as strong as it can be. And then we need his program that we're going to take back to Sydney and continue to do for the rest of Latrell's career. Mm.
Let's move to Canterbury, and the fallout continues after the departure of Trent Barrett. Now, Tevita Pengai, who's been there only about 5 minutes, and Brent Nadem was there for, 4 minutes? What's the latest rumours surrounding Tevita Pengai and his future?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of rumours swirling round Mido in terms of his future. Look, he's got a 3-year contract, so he's got another 2 years to go. So let's state that clearly very early. I spoke to the Bulldogs during the week, and they say, look, he's not going anywhere. But this rumour does continue to swirl about the Dolphins, and he wants to go back and play under Wayne Bennett. However, I did see another story during the week stating that Pengai has told his teammates that he is here to fulfil his contract. Generally in rugby league, Mido, where there's some smoke, there's some fire. So it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't see out his deal and does move on. But at this point, certainly publicly, they're saying he'll be there. Privately, the rumour mill is in full force that he may not be there from next year onwards, perhaps.
What about Desi doubling down on the referees over the weekend? I know he was frustrated, and there was reason to be frustrated. How do you think the NRL will react, and do you think that Desi will be fined for his comments?
Well, I hope not, Laurie. Let's go through this. Manly was dudded. You can sugarcoat it any way you want. They were robbed of victory out there through officialdom. The bunker stuck its bibbon again. Interfering. I wish it would just go away and never be spoken of again. Des lost the game through a tackle, I might add, which warranted a penalty through the bunker, which the match review committee the next day deemed not sufficient enough to charge. So there's already a gross inconsistency coming out of the NRL. Des is frustrated. His side's slipping down the ladder. Players' careers are on the line. His future's on the line. He comes out and tells his fans what he thinks, and now the NRL are thinking about fining him. Are they serious? Mm. Are they serious? How about they get the bunker right? How about they get their officials right and stop actually targeting the wrong people here?
Where do you stand on the bunker?
Tries only. And then butt out of our lives. Get out of our lives. I don't want to see you again. I don't want to hear from you again. Go away.
Do you think there's too many stoppages in
100%.
The game?
100%. Too much interference, too much intervening. Just rule on the tries and go away. Please, the fans are talking. The NRL persist in saying, we listen to the fans. Well, the fans are talking, Loz, and they've had a gutful. They have had a gutful. Now we'll find out really whether the NRL listen. Because if they do listen, they'll pull it right back for tries only.
I've never seen you fired up.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
It just bugs me, Loz. It just bugs me. We don't need it in the game.
I'm scared of you now, Dean.
We say you should be. Physically, I'm intimidating too.
That was strong, Bulldog.
Thanks, Loz.
I'll tell you what, I love I love the picture that I think Buzz put in the paper of you and Rod Wishart playing for combined high schools rugby in the glory days.
They still are glory days, but I was a very good player back then.
Hmm. What position?
5'8".
Yep.
When did you give the game away?
When I discovered booze.
Right.
Yeah. It's probably about the end of my training regime. No, I got a job, Loz, and that was about it, mate.
Yeah.
I realised I wasn't going to go too much further. So I thought I might as well go earn a quid rather than training twice a week on cold nights. Unlike you two gifted, delicate geniuses.
No, I was Silver Spoon. I was kissed.
Silver Spoon? You're from the Western suburbs.
Silver Spoon. It was just given to me. I didn't earn any
of it. You were born with a plastic spoon in your mouth.
I just got born and they just said, yeah, just here's a bag of green.
You worked extremely hard, Michael. Extremely hard. You like Gerald over here. He worked extremely hard.
Goodbye, Dean. We have to go. Because
how come I'm going so early?
Yeah, what's going on? I want you for an extra
half an hour. We have the Diamonds captain, Liz Watson, coming up after this break. Love your work, Bulldog.
Thanks, boys.